Us today, Freda Rochel Bas Zev Halevi. Her name is Mrs. Freda Brevin. She was a very fine woman, tzedekes, that I grew up with in Peoria, Illinois. She was kind of like a second mother to me. And this is her 12th yorkshire, and her neshama go to highest points and got eight. Okay. Yesterday, we concluded shir with the Taisvis, with the Rabbi Akiva Eger. So I want to go over it, and we will, God willing, give answers to Rabbi Akiva Eger's kasha. Rabbi Akiva Eger wrote many different svarim. One of them is the Gilyon HaShas that is printed on the daf in the Shas. Whenever you see a circle with like a shaded part in the middle, that connotes the Rabbi Akiva Eger. So I want to look at that, Omaisa, and I want to first start with Tyson. So let's see Tyson's side. The Gemara had said, Rabbanu required fanei nechta, fanei nechta. According to Rashi, because of the shas of the gnimlach, a garbage can. According to Tosis, the practice get. Whichever shot you say, the Gemara says, Shumiguna kele berabbanu. That we learn. If you missed this year, you must listen. Tuesday, Wednesday, Lamaisa. We discussed it, Lamaisa. So the Gemara says, Shumiguna kele berabbanu. The Gemara says, jumps. The Gemara jumps and says, Haikulahai chumru. The Gemara Gimelav says, this is a kula, it's a chumru. Why is it a chumra? Because if you were to acquire two edim, this way Rashi learns, the Baal would not be believed if he came in. Now that you acquire one, it's a face-off. Ukichad, gabichad. Establish one against one. They cancel each other out. Gemara answers, no. Even the one. Since it's a requirement to give the get in front of two or three. Medic diet. Since it's a requirement, he's an audience to deliver the get. He's not going to make himself look bad, and therefore he beats out the Baal. That's the Gemara. But the Gemara pounces with the kashai kulahai chumra. Okay, that's the Gemara Pshat Lamaisa. We'll go right to Taisus, the Ramaska Haikulu. Okay, let's see inside. Go ahead, Elias. You read it. Haikulu. Let's look inside, guys. Here we got a lot to do. Go ahead.
Haikulu Chumru.
Oh?
Yavomis.
Yavomis. Yavomis. Yavomis. Yavomis. Yavomis. Yavomis. Yavomis.
Yavomis.
Oh, the Gemara has a line. The Gemara has a line that says as follows. That if an Eidecha testifies the husband's dead, which allows a woman to remarry, the phraseology that's used in the Gemara is mitoch shchumra shchamar talav sofa we're meko b'schilasa. See, Tos doesn't finish the blank. There's a blank there. Mitoch shchamar talav sofa heikil b'tchilasa. Meaning that if a husband lamaisa is married to a woman and then he's dead, we think he's dead. We only have one aid that verified that he's dead. They saw his body. Yes, she's allowed to remarry. But what happens if the husband resurfaces and he did not die and she already remarried? Oh, void. It's a terrible situation. She had kids. What's the halacha we wrote on the board yesterday? Teisei mizeh mizeh. She has to get divorced from both guys. No, it's one age. She has to get divorced from both guys and she loses her ksuba and the kids will be mamzerim. It's a very big knas that we put upon her. Okay? So, therefore, that is the phrase I want you to get down in your notes. Mitoch shechamarta besofa. Benji, hey, kila b'tchilasa. So Tosis points out the Gemara Nivamas, and the Gemara asks, well, why do you have to do it like that? Why do you have to be such an extremist? Basically, that what? That we're going to slam her if he surfaces, and we're going to be making in the beginning to allow one aid to be acceptable, not two aid. What does the Gemara ask there in Nivamas? Go ahead, Eliezer. That's a great kasha. The Gemara asks in Nivamas, Gabriel, let's focus. What does lo lachma leika mean? Don't be machmer, and therefore what? What's lo lachmer? Don't slam her. Don't slam her like if the husband resurfaces. And what's lo leiko mean? Don't allow one aid. How many aid should you require? Two. Exactly. Why you got to be such an extremist? Go middle of the road. Right? That's the Gemara's kashya nivamis. What does Gemara answer? Go ahead. Huh? And the Gemara answers nivamis. Well, you know what? We want to be maker for igunas. We have to be maker for igunas. And that was in the Chachamim's mind many, many times. Many, many times, please, that we have to know the Chumrah word about agunas, and therefore we allow one aid to testify the husband's dead. Now I want you to get down to your notes. If you collect all the reasons, there are three major reasons why we allow, for purposes, I want you to know the phrase called Eidus Isha. What does Eidus Isha mean? If you don't know this, what would you think this means? Testimony about a woman. That's not what it means. It means testimony about the status of a married woman, meaning the husband. Is he alive or dead? And we allow Eidecha. Yes? We allow an Eidecha. What are the three reasons why we're making to allow an Eidecha? Number one is, Isha Daiko Mitzvah. What does Isha Daiko Mitzvah mean? That the woman will examine herself. If the husband is dead, maybe she'll hire a private investigators, and she's not going to go ahead and give a mirin until there's a verification the guy's dead. Isha Daiko Mitzvah. Okay?
Okay. What does Mitzvah mean?
Mitzvah means married. Savah. She will check into it and then get married. Binyama. She's not going to go ahead and get remarried, without checking into it herself. Number two reason is what? Milsa Gavida Ligluye. A Milsa Gavida Ligluye that's going to be revealed. Lo Meshakri. People do not lie on matters that are eventually going to be revealed. Right? You're an idiot if you do that. Sorry for me. I would like to use that word, but I use it if I really want to convey the Nakuda. I mean, if the matter's going to reveal, why would a guy lie? They're going to catch you. You shouldn't lie in general. But the bottom line is that whether a person's alive or dead, it's going to surface. Yes? So we assume there's a bolstering of his nemanus, and that is good. And number three, Mishumiguna simply, Mishumiguna, Akilabe Rabbanan. So those are three different reasons the Rambam collects from the Gemaras. Why were Makel and Adaf and Anisisha? Okay? So therefore, the Gemara says, Mishumiguna, Akilabe Rabbanan. We don't want her to get stuck, so because of that, we allowed 1A. So those are three different reasons why Adaf is good. So the Gemara says in Yavamis, plain and simple, the Gemara says, we have no choice but to create a scenario where we're going to slam her in the end. If a husband surfaces, and would make on the beginning allow 1 acre. Why? Because Mishumi Guna. We have no other choice. It's not so toshin to find Adam that a guy's dead. Okay? That's what the Gemara says in Yavamis. But what Taisa says is the following. He's bothered by Akasha. Go ahead, read the next three words. Go ahead. It's not Shachlan Mifrach. Actually, in my Agos Tzinum, hey, it says lo boy lemifrach. What does boy means? Doesn't want to or shy is applicable. It's a little bit more dramatic to say lo boy. The Gemara does not even want to ask over there. Lo boy lemifrach. Go ahead. Read again. Lo what?
Lo boy lemifrach.
Hi what?
Like
the Gemara doesn't want to ask over there in the Yavamis that kasha. What would have been the kasha? Go ahead. What happens if you have two Adam that come and say he's dead? And then the husband resurfaces and walks in. What's the din? She's an onus. Even though she was with another man, that was an onus. She's able to stay with her original husband. Go ahead. Can I read her? But now, Bahashta. But now you only require one, and therefore what? If the husband resurfaces, we make her like get divorced from both, the kids are mamzerim, she loses her ksuba. Yes? Now you guys are going to tell me, Rebbe, what's going on here? Why is the Nedecha change? Why do we slam her if there's a Nedecha? You tell me based on what I just wrote on the board. I'll hint to you. What is number one that I wrote on the board? If the husband surfaces, what does that show? That she did a good job or a bad job looking into it. She did a bad job. That's why we slam her. But when there are two Adam, she doesn't have to look at anything. I'll be Shnayim Adam Yakum Dover. Whatever two Adam say, it goes. She doesn't have to do anything. And therefore, if he resurfaced, it's not her fault. It's like she was raped, God forbid. She lived with another guy, even though it might have been willingly, but she thought she was what? She thought she was a widow. So therefore, she's able to go back. So she did nothing wrong. So that's why the Gemara could have pounced in Yavamis and said, Haiku Lai Humru. Why did the Gemara only pounce here and not there? That is Tysus' implied kasha. Lo boy le mifrach. That's what Tysus is bothered by. Okay? The Gemara didn't even want to ask it. That's why it's a little bit more dramatic. We have the word boy. The Gemara in Yavamis didn't even want to ask the kasha. Why did it not want to? So go ahead, Eliezer. What's the answer? Go ahead. This starts the answer. Write down the punctuation how to read the Tysus. Go ahead.
The Hazam Zinin Lo Eshar the Takin. Shalom Ra El Echa Shaymakir Shahubal. Bafilu Hayasham Harbe Nibi Ain
Akama Hayat. Bafilu Hayasham Harbe. And even if there were a lot of guys that saw that the husband was dead and they recognized him, go ahead. Who's going to bring them in to testify? Maybe they have to go on a business trip. Maybe they got to leave. Maybe they're uncomfortable. They're intimidated. I don't know, whatever. I could come up with 1,000 reasons why they might not want to testify. How are you going to pull them in? So therefore, what does the word zinden mean? What does the word zinden? Zinden means sometimes. Sometimes. Sometimes this scenario might come about. Now, I grant you, there might be times that two eidim will come in easily and say the husband's dead. But there might be other times where it's not going to happen. And you'll be thankful to the Eibishter for everything, but you'll especially be thankful even if one eid comes in. So since that scenario could come up, I have no choice but to what? But to only require one aid. You can't, the Gemara's not going to pounce over there. Because you know what? It's not so push at the pounce, because you know what? You'll be lucky if you can find an aid to say that he's dead. So she won't be stuck as an aguna her life. So that's why the Gemara's fine with it, and the Gemara doesn't pounce on it and say, hi, kula, hi, kumu. Aval, finish it up.
Aval, come.
In our case,
what
do you mean? Here we could remedy it easily. Just require the husband to send two shluchim. And then you'd have no problems. That's why the Gemara by us pounces and says, what? Why is that a kula? It's really a chumrah. So to summarize Tosis, lock, stock, and barrel outside, to convey that we know it 100% clear as glass, what was Tosis kasha? There are two Gemaras and Shas, our Gemara and Gemara Yavamas. Our Gemara pounces on when it says kula, it's a chumrah, because if we had two, the husband wouldn't be believed to protest. Why did the Gemara Yavamas pounce on it and say that what? Why do you allow one Enecha? Do you slam her in the end, your Mekel in the beginning? What do you mean? Why don't you just be Machmer in the and don't be Mekel and don't be Machmer? Don't slam her and require two Enim. Right? What's the Gemara answer? The Gemara answer is that what? Mishumiguna. We can't always find two Enim. So well, why didn't the Gemara pounce on it? The Gemara calls that a Kula? It's really a Chumrah. Because if the Enecha comes and the husband's really alive and he comes forward, Tetzi Mizem Mizem, we slam her. So the Gemara should have pounced and said, that's not even a kula in the beginning. Because it's so terrible, the end, you shouldn't call that a kula. It's really a chumrah, because you're messing her over. Why did the Gemara get that kasha out of its mouth? Where? Really, this Tosis is asking on the Gemara, where? In Yavamas. What's Tosis' terrence? Nate, what do you say? Why does the Gemara in Yavamas not pounce there? Because why? Because it's so hard to find two guys who'll come in and testify. Number one, it's hard enough to have two guys that see the guy dead. And even if you see them two dead, how do you know you're going to get them to come to base? You can't force them. Might be very difficult. So you have no other choice but to be Mekel, allow one aid. And we wrote the three rosets on the board. And if it would be puzzled and say, well, why don't we slam her, Rebbe? What'd she do wrong? She did something wrong. Because one of the reasons why we make her by the allow an aid is because we're assuming that she's going to check into it herself. And if she doesn't, she's done a bad job and it's her fault we slam her. Yes? Okay, that's shot and tice. Lock, stock, and barrel. We got it?
So it still is a
chumrah,
it's just a necessary
chumrah? No, we're in Yavamas or here? No, it's not a chumrah, it's a kula. One aid's a good. You normally require two, that's a kula. It's a very clear kula.
It's a long-term
kula. Why is it a long-term kula? It's a kula. One aid is believed to say he's dead. Hopefully he'll never come.
Right, but if you look at it in the bigger picture, if the husband comes back...
I understand that. That's what it says. Mitoch shemekel, mitoch she what? Mitoch chumrah shekamar ta'alev sofa. Since we slam her, we're mekel what? We're still mekel with one aid, because we have no choice but mishumiguna. But he does come forward, so that shows she did a bad job. Okay? So we call it as a kula. The Gemara's not going to pounce on that and say it's a chumrah. Because we're so appreciative to Hashem that you have one egg. Appreciate Hashem for everything. Yes, Eliezer.
But shouldn't we let Haskila want to get two Aiden testify so that they don't have to fall
into this? Maybe. Listen, we're never going to turn it down. We're never going to turn it down. If you're a Bezen, two, yeah, of course, they'll do a Riku. The Diana will do a Riku. They have two Aiden.
Maybe it's the possibility that they're trying to get that in the first place.
No, they're not going to make that a touch. Great, you have two Aiden. We won't have to go. We don't play games with the Guna. You start doing that, there might be real zealots out there that say, oh, you only require two Aiden. You have to think about it. They didn't want to even touch that. They're of course, it's always better to have two Aiden. But the mice of the bottom line is Mishumi Guna and Kile Berabon, which we're going to talk about more after we do this God willing of Kiveger and try to answer the Kiveger's question. Let's go right to the Rebbe Kiveger. Before we go to the Rebbe Kiveger, I want to just preface. When you ask a kasha between the two Gemaras, what is the premise of Tosis kasha? You don't have to be a mathematician for this. But when you're trying to compare two things, obviously, what are you doing? You're making an equation. Tosis is equating our Gemara with the Gemara in Yavamas in order to ask his kasha, Binyamin. Why did the Gemara pounce on Kula HaKumru over there? Yes? The assumption of Tosis kasha is what, Meir?
That
The premise of Tosfos Kasher is that there is a what? There is an equation between the two Gemaras. Yes? That they are similar enough, Asher, to ask a Kasher. To ask this Kasher. Yes, Binyamin? Let's see Rabbi Kivager inside. Go ahead. Tosfos what?
Tosfos the Rimaskal Hai. Lo Shayach Lamifrach. Lo Zachiti Lahavin the Brayan Doshin. Kivan the Samthinon Asvara the Daikal the Baal Meit. Menela Lo Shayach Shigavo the Lo Akizay Chomron.
Period. He says, I don't understand Tosfos' holy words. I don't understand the comparison. What's the difference? Gavriel, let's get it down. What's the difference? Jonathan, the Gemara in Yevamah says, rest on the anchor that we rely on the woman because why? She's going to check into the husband's dead. We are not cautious that the husband's going to surface. It's not going to come to a chumrah. You're not going to come to a terrible catastrophe because we are so positive the guy's dead, she's examined well. You got that? There is no concerns of anything. Therefore, we have no qualms. You know, qualms, we have no hesitations that a guna, Mishumi guna 1-8 is enough. Because I'm not afraid that the husband's going to come because she's examined that he's dead. But what about here? Go ahead, Mishaini. Even if you say the shliach saying the emes, go ahead. Maybe the husband's a bad guy and he's going to come lie. Go ahead. Shem should lighten up my eyes. Meaning to say what? Rabbi Kivager says, I have no idea. Get it down in your notes, Mayor. What on earth is Tosfos Kasha? In order to ask the Kasha of Tosfos that the Gemara should have pounced on the Kula Chumra, you are equating our Gemara with that Gemara. Those are what? Oranges compared to peaches. Oranges and pears. Our Gemara, it's very clear that his husband is a chakran. It's very possible that he might protest even though she's saying emes. So that's why we jumped on it and we said, "What? Why don't you create a system where the husband won't be believed? Right? And therefore, what if you require two, the husband won't be believed? So create such a system. You'll fend off who? The husband. But over there in Yavamis, we're very confident that what? The guy's dead. And the woman looked into it herself. So if that's the case, why on earth would we ask the Kasha that we should pounce on the fact that it's a kula and make a chumrah and require 2-8? Why do that? We're very confident the guy's dead. The woman looked into it, ate. Echad said he was dead. What are you worried about? Therefore, Rabbi Kivager says, I open up this Tosfos. I started the Tosfos. He says, I can't believe Tosfos asked this Kasha. It's very clear that there's a difference between the two Gemaras. That's real clear. That is Rabbi Kivager's Kasha.
What's the difference between
the Gemara in Gittin is very clear that the husband's a liar. And he might come, even if the shliach's telling the emes, he still might come lodge a protest. Maybe he changed mind, loves his wife, he wants to not get divorced. So he'll make up a story that he gets forced. You follow me? I can give you 1,000 reasons. But the bottom line is, we're choshish that he might come in. So therefore, you should have created a scenario that you have two, and therefore that your kula is really a kula. Whereas in Yavamis, we're very confident the husband is really dead. Because the woman looks into it, that's why we allow it. That's why the Gemara doesn't pounce on it and say, oh, it's a kula, it's really a chumba. You should have required two. That's Rabbi Kivager's Kasha on Tosfos. Does everyone have it clear? Who has it clear? Raise your hand. Mayor, you have it 100% clear like this? No, you got to either know it or you don't know it. In order to ask a Kasha, it has to be equal, the two Gemaras. The Gemara here pounces on the Kula and says the Chumra. Why didn't the Gemara Nevamis pounce on the Kula there that Eichon comes up and says you should require 2-8? There's a clear difference. Over here, we know the husband's going to lie. Therefore, create a system where he won't be believed. Over there, we know for sure she's telling the truth. She wouldn't get remarried. Yes? When the husband's for sure dead. So why should we pounce on that cash? Pounce on that kula. Therefore, it became evident that Hashem should light up my eyes to be able to what? To be able to allow me to answer this kasha. He leaves it as a kasha. He leaves it as a kasha. Sometimes he actually ends like this. Hashem Hareina. So I want to offer two answers to be clear as kasha. Both the Rosh Yeshivas are from Punovich, the Punovich Yeshiva in Bnei Brak. And the first answer from David Parvarsky, Zichat Tzadik HaKadosh Levracha, wrote the Sefer Yeshua's David. He wrote the Sefer Yeshua's David. He also has Chidusha of David, Lamaisa. And he gives the following beautiful teretz. Shittas of David, they call the Sefer. Shittas of David. Reb David Pavarsky, I once asked Akasha, I was in the Panovich Yeshiva. There were four people left in Beis Medrash. Rav Shach Zatzal, Rav Pavarsky Zatzal, my roommate, Israeli roommate, and myself. I was too scared to ask Rav Shach Akasha. I asked Rav David Pavarsky, and he said the Michas Chinuch asked Akasha. So he told me to go get the Michas Chinuch. He showed me the Akasha. He was a great goyim, also. Shach, of course, also. Rav David Pavarsky, also a great goyim. I think he died as 103. He said the following answer. Let's get it. If you look from the perspective of being concerned, which we call chashoshos, Rabbi Kivager's right. There is no concern in Yevamos. We're not concerned he's still alive. She checked it out. In Gittin, we are very concerned that the husband's going to come in and lie with Israel. But says Rav David Pavarsky, that's not what Taisus is working with, Binyamin. He's not working from the perspective of chashos, which are concerns, yes? What is he working from? What perspective are you? You know what perspective he's working from? Public policy. Are you guys aware of what public policy is? Public policy, maybe you have courses in it, I don't know. Maybe Jonathan, you took in Rutgers, public policy. But when the Chachamim sat in the Beis Medrash, and they made takonas, when the Chachamim sat in the Beis Medrash and made tikkunos, Amoraim and the Tanoim, they thought and calculated and calibrated what is supposed to be good for Klal Yisrael and what's not going to be good. So Rav David Pavarsky says, you know what Taisus is asking? Why on earth would the Chachamim make a takana in Yevamos that 1/8 is enough to testify the husband's dead when there's a distinct possibility he's still alive? When there's a distinct possibility he's still alive. There is a possibility. It does exist. We don't know for sure. I understand. But there's no 2 Adim. There's only 1 Adim. We don't know for sure, Nate. It does exist. I grant you, you're saying good. But that theoretical possibility does exist. And Tosis was saying, why would the Gemara in Yevamos make such a takana? When that possibility exists. Meaning to say the Gemara should have pounced on that kula and said, hi kulu, it's a chumrah. We really should require 2 Adim to testify he's dead. From a public policy perspective, that's where Tosis is working from. If you say like that, Jonathan, now you understand Tosis kasha. Tosis compares the Gemara. They're no longer oranges and peaches. They're oranges and oranges. The two Gemaras are very comparable. Very comparable. Very much so. From a public policy in Gittin, we pounced on it and said it's not a kula, it's a chumra. We could have, if we had created 2 shluchim, we would have saved the problem, fended off the problem. In Yevamos, we should have asked the same thing. If you were required to end and testify he's dead, you would have what? You would have fended off any problems. So you got that? It's a question of perspectives. And Rav David Pavarsky says maybe we can answer Rabbi Kivager's kasha. Rabbi Kivager is looking from concerns of, you know, chashoshos on the street, what people, you know, the concern of what people are concerned about, you know, what the bottom line is. We're not looking from that perspective. We're looking at it from the perspective of making a takana. And the takana in Gittin was pounced upon, that it's not a kula, it's chumra. In Yevamos, we should have pounced upon it as well. So that substantiates Tosis kasha. What was Tosis' answer to that? What's Tosis' answer to that? Someone tell me. Oren, what's Tosis' answer to that kasha now that we substantiate the kasha? We have no choice but to do what? We have no choice to do what? Someone tell me. Hey, that's a mishum. Why? Iguna. We have no choice. You're right, public policy, they should have taken in mind, but you know what? The bottom line is we don't want women stuck as igunas. So that trumps that. That trumps that public policy concern. That's the first mahalat. Please get it down. That's the first mahalat that answers up Rabbi Kivager's kasha, which legitimizes Tosis' kasha, where you equate the two. First answer. And then you got to carry it through what Tosis' answer is. Now that we substantiated the kasha. Nate, you with me? Number two, second terence. This is also from a Rish Yeshiva in Ponovich, Rav Steinman. That's all. Rav Steinman was the Rish Yeshiva of the Yeshiva Ketanim from Ponovich. Rav Chaim Konievsky Zatzal used to call Rav Steinman the Gadol Hador. Rav Steinman was a going on with the Sefer Hayelos HaShacham, Chumash and Svarim and Shas, a tzaddik, like all the Gadol Yisroel. Rav Steinman said the following terrors of this kasha for Bikibega. He said, and that's why we did this the second phase first yesterday. He said that, let's look at it from a rabbinic concern, because Rabbanan Hud Yisroch, yes? From a rabbinic concern, we look at a minority possibility. What is the minority possibility in Yevamos that the husband's not dead? What's the minority possibility in Gittin? That the husband will come in and complain and protest. Excellent. Yes? Because what did Taisa say, Dir Masvachat? That we don't think he's going to come in because why? Why don't you create a possibility, a probability that he won't come in and inquire too? Because why won't he come in? He thinks he's not believed, right? Remember, he thinks no one's going to believe him? Remember we said? We don't think anyone's going to believe him? But Miu, what did he say? Miu imafik le mifsel. What does Miu imafik le mifsel mean? What does that mean? But if he does come forward, he what?
He is believed.
So in other words, from the perspective of rabbinic concerns, we look at the Miu possibility. There is a Miu possibility the husband's dead in Yevamos. There is a Miu possibility the husband might come in here and protest. Therefore, they're on the same page. It's oranges and oranges. And therefore what? Therefore, we can ask the kasha. Why did the Gemara pounce in Yevamos like it did here? Hi kula hi funu. And what's the answer, Yisrael? What's the answer? We have no choice but to say what in Yevamos?
1-8
is good because mishumi guna akile berabanan. That is the running answer. Mishumi guna akile berabanan. And the Gemara doesn't get out of its mouth the kasha hi kula hi funu. Yes, Nate.
Why did you see the mute?
Because from a rabbinic perspective, we have the ability to be more concerned about other things. On a deraisa respect, we follow the chami, go bus a rov. We don't hold like a mayor with chosh lemuta, right? But when you're talking about from a rabbinic concern, maybe we should be chosh lemuta. The muta possibilities. From that perspective, then they're on the same plane, the two gemaras. Therefore, that substantiates the kasha, then you have to give the teretz. That Mishumi Gun is so prevalent, I have no choice to do 1-8. But here, we know the guys are a chakran, so why don't you fend it off by creating two, and then the Baal won't be believed. Even if he comes in, as Rashi says. Yesterday we had the Rashba who said what? That you wouldn't be believed if you came in. Who said that? The Rashba. Remember, it depended on Lohori Nafshe? Was Lohori Nafshe going on what? Was it going on the Shliach or what? The husband, right? But the bottom line is, that was if the husband comes afterwards. We're holding in the Havamim. It's all in the Havamim before the notion of the audience. Yes, Jonathan.
I appreciate just like in each...
I'm glad you appreciate it. Yeah, go ahead. go ahead.
I appreciate that like in each case that clearly like the benefits of having 8 echad outweigh the risks.
Yes.
But why can't we just say that there's aspects that are both a kula and a chumra? What's wrong with that?
I believe your experience... Because you're such a fine fellow, I believe your experience in public policy should answer that. When you say public policy, you can't say a little bit here, a little bit there. You got to be very, very what? Very stark and very courageous and confident. We're going this way. We're going this way. You can't say, well, sometimes if I like a little bit of what Eliezer was asked for. Sometimes if you have 2-8, we'll get 2-8, and most of the time not 1. You got to be uniform. I understand, but the Gemara has a phrase in Shas. In fact, it's in Gittin. Now, if you dial it, I'm off. Check it out. If I'm wrong, you have to do a lap. We met her. Now, Tata the Brachlis Yerum. You don't make takanas where sometimes it applies, other times it doesn't apply. Now, Tata the Brachlis Yerum means what? You've given all your words to Shiurim. It's like sometimes you apply it, sometimes you don't. It's got to be firm and strong. That's what we're saying.
No.
Now, Tata the Brachlis Yerum. Did you find it there, Aryeh? Yes, go ahead. That's real.
Why isn't the Kula outweigh the Hummer?
It does because why Mishumi Guna?
So
why does.
So why does not the Gemara? Why
do we say the Gemara in Yevamos says the bottom line is here? No, we're pouncing on it.
Why?
Because I want to create a system where I can fend them off. The stakes aren't as high. You're having a Guna situation. You don't have a Guna situation. The Baal won't come in. Then I know that's a good get. She'll be divorced. If I cared. Mishumi Guna, that's what you call that, akula? It's a chumra. Why don't you require two shluchim? How hard is it to find two guys? That's what it says. Khan, Yachal, Ashlok, Mishnaim. Eliezer read it very nicely. How hard is that? Rabbani Shlomo is not living in the Sahara Desert. They can only find one human being. Pay the guy enough money. Everyone's saying good kasha. John is excellent kasha as well. We want to be strong, and this is the way it is. When you make the takanas, you want to make it like this. If you have so many exceptions, there's no rule. One eight, and that's it. That's all you require. Yeah, you have it? No, it's right here in Gittin. The Sata, the Mereklis Yudin. Isn't it Yudal and Amin Aleph? Natata, the Mereklis Yudin? No, I made a mistake. I have a map. I have to do a lap. It's Yud Gimel Amin Beis. Nasata, the Mereklis Yudin. No. I don't even see any Yud Gimel Amin. Maybe it's Yud Gimel Amin Aleph? Yeah, it must be Yud Gimel Aleph.
I know it's in.
Bad. It's bad. That's bad. I don't know where it is. I don't know where it is. I don't want to waste time. But find it. Just Google it. What that?
Well, I got it in Chulin.
No, it's in Gittin. It's on Yigimel Yadalu. Right here. What did you say? Natata de Varecha Lishyudin. Natata de Varecha Lishyudin. You give it over your sheet to Lishyudin. Lamaisa. I thought it was Yigimel Yadalu. Lamaisa. Yes, go ahead. What do you say?
No, we definitely have to be firm about the fact that like, this is the Takana. 100%. But we can also still say that yes, absolutely, the kula outweighs the it's more of a kula than it is a chumrah. But there's still aspects to it, and it says black and white in the Gemara that there are aspects.
That's not our Gemara, but in over there, Mishumiguna it trumps everything. That's the board. What's that? I was right. You dial it off. Where? Where is it? The top or the bottom? There it is. Five lines from the top. There it is. I was right in the end. Okay? I did say a dollar in the end. No, Benji? I did say a dollar. I'm saying on R and the Gemara there, Mishumi Guna. That's it. Done.
But from the narrow perspective.
No, that's the shot the Gemara was. Mishumi Guna, Kelly. That is the uniform concept, and therefore we say that is the public policy. That's the pitch. Now, I want to elaborate on this before we go back to the Gemara. There is a concept. Mishumi Guna is very critical. It's a very critical thing. Halacha L'maisa. And there is a situation that comes up that we're afraid it might get out of hand. People get so worried about Gunas, there was a concern it would get out of hand. And they would start being mangled too much. And Dor Sameach writes, they had to throw a chumrin. They had to throw a chumrin to make sure that it doesn't get out of hand. Okay? And Yushalmi actually talks about it. Yushalmi, remember Chef just these 1 hour days of angle. Yushalmi actually has a hopaminity. Maybe Biguna would be Yarbal Yavon situation like that situation. The Gemara rejects it, at least as a hopaminity. So we go to great lengths to make sure a woman won't get stuck and be chained. You know what Aguna means, chained, where she can't get remarried. And that's why if a husband's a bad guy, he's withholding a get. It's a horrible thing. But the bottom line is, Yushalmi has this Havamina rejection, but it just goes to the heart and core of the importance of Aguna. And the Chachamim were worried about it. But they were afraid it would get out of hand. And at the end of Yevamos, the Mishnah has a Chumrah called, and I want you to know this, Mayim She'ein Lahem Sof. And Mayim Shiyesh Lahem Sof. Let's say a person drowns in the ocean, Atlantic or Pacific, God forbid. They can't find the body. That woman cannot remarry. What do you mean, baby? Mishumi Guna? There are people saw the guy fall out of the boat. Not just 100. You don't have the body. Maybe he's a great swimmer and he got out the other side of the Pacific. Lo tinase. She's not able to get remarried. Why did they throw this chumrah in? Because or Samant said they needed to balance it because people were getting out of hand in Shumi Guna. We do allow 1A, but we needed to throw in a chumrah to balance this. And listen, we have a kula, but you have to be not an extremist. What is the example of Mayim She'esh Lahem Sof? You're in a lake. You can see all the edges of the lake. God forbid a guy falls in. 10, 20 people see him fall in. He doesn't come up for 3-4 hours. He wasn't scuba diving. Rahman al-Hassan is dead. You don't have the body. In that case, she can remarry. Yachol. Yachol Tinase. Let's just write Tinase. she's able to remarry. Okay? It's a very bizarre thing, says our staff. The whole end of the Masechtas, all of these coolas you wrote on the board, eight echad is enough, these three reasons, and then all of a sudden, the end of the Masechtas, you get to this chumra. And the reason why they put it in is because they wanted the stopgap that it wouldn't get out of hand. And that's what I was telling a few guys in Seder. That was one of the shilas in 9/11. When the Twin Towers fell, was that called Mayim Shiyesh Lahemsof or Mayim Shein Lahemsof? Maybe the guy went nuts. Maybe he escaped the building. He saw what happened. He went nuts and he moved to Australia. Maybe he's still alive. If you call those Twin Towers Mayim Shein Lahemsof, she cannot remarry. If you call it Mayim Shiyesh Lahemsof, then she could. That was the major question. How are you going to define the Twin Towers? I don't know, maybe there are eight or nine agunas. They mocked them all, different bate dinim, mocked all the agunas through different ways. They had dental records they found of teeth, because no one had any bodies. They might have found body parts. Can they rely on the goyim? Because a goy is pusillanimous. But you can rely on them if they're shooting the breeze, mesich lefitumo. So do they? If they know that they're being asked, shooting the breeze means they're telling a story. You can glean information from them.
Why?
Because Gemara says goyim are pusillanimous.
Because
they don't know that you're relying on them, so we don't think they're lying. But if you ask them a direct question, maybe that's not called mesich lefitumo. If you have phone records that he was in the building, maybe also at that, let's say at the time, is that enough? At the end of the day, they mocked all the gunas, and they only sat shiva l'maisa. The sitting shiva is a whole shiloh about that, halacha l'maisa too, what you do in that situation. But the bottom line is that maybe one day we'll go through it more of some of the details, but I wanted to at least mention this. Because we brought up the Kabbalah of Shumiguna Kilaverabon. There is an organization, I don't know if you've heard of it, called Ora. One of my Talmidim actually was the founder of it. His name is Josh Ross. Ora. It is for recalcitrant husbands that are holding gittin. And they try to work with the husband to try to convince him to give the get. Okay? Because we don't want the woman stuck her whole life. It's not right.
They all come out here to war.
Sometimes it's unfortunate. That's what some of these men. It's a whole question. It's all a question because the husband has to want to give the get on his own. Maybe he's only doing it to get the money. So maybe the money, but it's not really forcing. At the end of the day, practically, Gabriel, people are making money. There are guys that basically extort money. I know cases, hundreds of thousands of dollars, maybe even a million, 2 million, before they actually give the get. Well, obviously it's disgusting. But Lamaisa, I want you to be aware of it. And that's this phrase, Mishumiguna Kilei Rabban. That's why we allow one shliach. That's why we allow one aide to testify the husband is dead. Mishumiguna. But at the same time, I want you to know this halacha of Mayim She'en Lem Sof. It's at the end of Yavam, Staf Kufkaf Al Kufkaf Beis. Mayim She'en Lem Sof Lotinos. Mayim She'en Lem Sof. And you think to yourself, what's going on? Because it was getting out of hand. Okay? Now, is there ever a concept, before we go back to the Gemara, is there ever a concept of a guna for a man?
Yes.
Can a man ever be chained?
Yes.
Yeah.
How can that be chained?
If the woman doesn't accept it.
Because in Masechet Gittin, correct, Jonathan, if the woman does not want to accept the get, or let's say she's ill, one of the haram and rabbin of Yerushim is that a husband cannot divorce his wife against her will. The Yerushim, you could. But rabbin of Yerushim and a harem, you're not allowed to. Number two, he said, you can't marry multiple women. And also, you can't open up someone's mail. Three haramim did rabbin of Yerushim make that we observe. He lived about the year 1000. He was the Rebbe of Rashi, rabbin of Yerushim Moragola. And he made his harem for 500 years. So if it should have only gone to the 1500s. We live in 2023. Why can't you marry multiple women? Because the Ramah writes in Shulchan Aruch that we observe Rabbeinu Gershom at Bias Gal Tzedek, Mitam Minik. We observe all the Haram and Rabbeinu Gershom until the Mashiach comes. Ashkenazi. The Ramah quotes it. I have a friend who's a Sephardi who got married. In his ksuga, he wrote a shvua. He's not going to marry another wife. Why is he making a shvua? Because Chirim ben Gershom was only a Afrashkenazim. The Shulchan Aruch does not quote it. So that's a mini. Many Sephardim are writing their tshuva. They're making a shvua to their kala that they're not going to marry another woman. Besides the fact it's against the law, but I guess you could go to an island and theoretically do it. So halachically, they're making a shvua, and they're not going to go ahead and marry another woman. Now, what do you do if a husband is very unhappy? The woman is a mean woman. She's giving him a lot of tsar. He wants to get divorced. And as Jonathan said, she refuses to accept the get. What are you supposed to do? Is he chained down? So Rabbeinu Gershom made a stipulation in his cherem that if you get 100 rabbanim from 3 different countries, for example, Eretz Israel, Europe, and America, and they sign a document that releases the cherem. That's called the Heter Mea Rabbanim. And therefore, the cherem is removed, and you can marry another woman, even though you're still married to the first woman. Now, they set up a get, an escrow, for the first woman, that whenever, you know, she'll agree, the get will be ready, or if she's sick, if she gets better, or let's say she was institutionalized because of mental problems, they will put a get in escrow, and he has to take care of her also financially. That also has to be taken care of. And this is called the Heter Mea Rabbanim. Now, we have a Mesorah from our Rebbe Baron Soloveitchik that you really shouldn't sign on one unless you know about the case personally. Unless you really are trust the first 3 Rabbanim that sign on it. Now, I've signed on maybe 2 or 3 in my life, and that was a situation where I either knew about it or Rav Schechter was the first signer on it. Okay? And then you can do it. But stop to just do it when you know nothing about the case and you know none of the rabbanim that signed on it before, it's really not right to do. It's a serious deal. You know, a cherem is a cherem. Rabbeinu Gershom was the Gadol Hador. A cherem is it's an excommunication. Okay? The Gemara says a cherem is like a shamta. So shamta is like a klala that someone should die, God forbid. So it's a very serious deal. So to release it, you need 100 rabbanim from 3 different countries, and that's how you release the problem of a guna for a man. That's how you get out of it for a man. So it's not as bad where it is for a woman, then she's stuck. Yes, Usher, go ahead.
Those kinds of cases, like, they don't come up like once or twice a century, right? Like,
no. They come up, believe it or not, unfortunately, they do come up. Yes.
But it's much more often the opposite.
Yes, much more often the opposite, but they do come up. They do come up, and I know of cases it's come up. I can tell you 2 right away that I remember. And one of them, like I said, I've signed a 2 or 3, but, you know, it's happened with, you know, unfortunately, the big Talmidei Chachamim, too. Unfortunately, that the woman is a meshugana or refuses to accept the get, and the man wants to get remarried, you know. Have a family. So, you know, or it could be technical reasons, whatever the case might be, whatever. Technical reasons mean that they, whatever it is, maybe they didn't want to live in Eretz Yisrael, whatever, something that came up and the woman is refusing to receive the get. Yes, Benjamin.
What happens, like, in the 9/11 case, if a wife was one of the people that weren't turned out?
That's a good question. Very good. In other words, as you guys were pointing out, that there's much less of a Shiloh. Much less of a Shiloh. Benji's saying, would he have to be concerned about... Usually, so we passed it up, like I said, all of them were... with all of them. Would you need a formal psak, you're saying? That's a very good question. Very good kasha what Benji's asking. He's saying, would you need a formal psak of a Beis Din that a husband's wife is dead in order to allow him to remarry? I would imagine, you know, if once you sat the shiva, that would be enough, probably. I don't think you would need a formal psak. Rav Ronsweig has a whole beautiful shtickle Torah that to matter the women when their husband's dead, you need a formal psak of a Beis Din. It can't be from an individual rough. To matter Naguna, you need a formal psak of a Beis Din. He has a whole shtickle Torah why it has to be a formal psak of a Beis Din. But in the reverse way, I don't think you would need a formal psak.
You can't marry 2 months. Why be different?
But the issue of marrying 2 wives is not from the Gemara. It's from a cherem of a Rishon, who is the Gadol Hador. which you're right, has a status to Urias, but it's not as weighty. You know what I'm saying? And you're not talking about Gilead Arias. When a woman's with another man, it's Gilead Arias, right? That's what we just said. If there were two Adams, she did nothing wrong. She thought he was dead. But if there's one aid, she must have not checked in, and therefore we slam her. Talking about Yarav Yarav, it's not Gilead Arias for a man. That's why it's much lesser of a Shiloh. So I would imagine, I should look into that more, but just thinking about it, I don't think you would need a formal psak. They would sit Shiva, that connoted that she's dead, and then he would be able to date and look to remarry her. Okay? Yes, Gabriel.
For Scar, he's probably more problematic in that case, because when they say they made
Shmua
that they're not
going to
remarry, so if...
Well, Shmua is the same level as a Cherem.
Yeah?
Yeah. Shmua is a Dirais, a Cherem is a Dirais. Absolutely. Okay, that's true. Maybe you can mock the Shmua, you mean? Okay. In other words, Binyamin's point out, it's maybe easier to matter a shvu with the Bezin 3 than doing a Hefter Meir Rabbanim. But it's an awesome achrayas to do a Hefter Meir Rabbanim, but listen, it's a terrible situation. And, if the woman doesn't accept the get, she can't get remarried, right? So usually what happens, eventually she will accept the get. Okay, and then because she wants to get remarried as well. All right, very good. So we got the pshat, Tysus, or Bikivagan. Let's go now, Bike and Warren. We got a lot to do. Yes, go ahead.
Question about the Mike Shane Lim Soap.
Yes.
The case of 9/11. Yes. The case of Mike Shane Lim Soap, is it that in Lim Soap, it's a distance, it's a certain distance that you can't see?
You can't see the edges of the river.
So
yes.
So why in Twin Towers is that a potential question?
Because, like I said, I give you an example. Let's say the guy went to Meshuggah and maybe got out of the building and he flew to Australia and moved.
Because
means you don't know that someone might have gotten out of it. When you're in a lake and you can see all the edges of the lake, it is impossible,
right,
humanly, to get out of that. Here it was possible. Maybe a guy escaped and he saw what happened, saw people jumping off roofs, and there were people that had very mental issues. Emotional issues because of it. You could hear such a case. Maybe he just went nuts and he just totally forgot about his family. And he went to Australia or New Zealand.
So what about the case where somebody knows that their husband went to Australia, for example? What could a woman do in that case?
If he left her? So we have to try to convince him to give a get. You have to speak to the Rabbanim there. He's got, you know, he's acting terribly. He won't give her a get. He can't give her an aliyah.
There are
ways where you have to try to, if he's not going to cooperate, you cannot give him aliyahs, you know.
You can't give him a head there off of that.
No. If he's alive, of course not.
There's a get
that has to be given. There is one situation, I'm glad you brought it up, Binyamin. There is one situation, I'm glad we're talking about these things, so we're learning getting this year. There is one situation where you could perhaps come up with something, and that's called Kedusha Taos. What does that mean? Taos, a mistake. Yes. Let's say, for example, we came across it in the Kollel, and we're learning needed. I was advised with a few smicha guys. And this is dull. Let's say a man marries a woman, and let's say the situation is at hand that she's, let's say, sterile. Or he's sterile. And they didn't tell each other. And they knew. So that's like maybe similar to what buying a car that turns out to be a lemon. That's a mekach taos. So is it possible to suggest, now that's a whole tupper, much as a whole tshuva, where there was a father who had a daughter who was not menstruating. That's why it's doing you need it. And he was asked, do they have to tell the chassan? And he's paskin that when she gets married, Bez Hashem, she will start menstruating and everything will be okay. If, however, for 3-4 years, Lamaisa, she will continue not to menstruate, I mean, she will not be able to have kids because a woman's got to menstruate, you know, to have kids, Lamaisa. Then Reb Moshe said you have to be able to accept the get if the husband decides he doesn't want to marry. Because in that case, Reb Moshe held that it wasn't clear whether she couldn't, is not going to be able to have kids. But if it's 100% clear, you got to tell someone. And then otherwise, so what you could say in this case, Binyamin, is that they were never married. You follow me? Let's say a guy, let's say a girl gets married to a guy and he turns out to be a meshuggah. So obviously you want to get. But let's say the guy's a total nut and she didn't realize that, she wouldn't know. I'm just saying in general, we always try to get the get. But maybe there is a possibility that a Beis Din would paskin and say that it was Kedusha Tos and they were never married. Then therefore you don't need a get. But we rarely ever do that. Very rare do we ever do that.
If one says that she's a Ketula and then you get married and you see that she's not, is that also considered Kedusha Tos?
I don't think so, because you know, in these day and age, it depends what you say by psula. Psula, I mean, was she ever with a man, you mean?
Right.
Well, I mean, a lot of times women get married, they don't have physically their psula anyway because of exercise and things like that. Most women, they get examined before. Usually I'll be in the first time that the husband is with the wife, has got to be porish right afterwards. But if she's been examined before and she has no psula, then theoretically he doesn't have to be porish. They don't have to be separate after they're together for
because
the first time.
No.
Yeah, you can't know. I mean, like, and the wife said, even if, let's say, she lied and said she was with another man, I don't, you know, it doesn't, it's not something that's, you know, I mean, it wasn't nice, but I don't think it's grounds for Kedusha Tos in that case. I don't think it is grounds for Kedusha Tos. I don't think so. You know, whatever, she made a mistake. People make mistakes. A bad thing. I don't think it'd be grounds. We rarely, what'd you say?
Could be a marriage based off of that truth.
Yeah, okay, could be. It could be. Well, it's a good. I'm glad to bring it up. We very rarely do this. Very rare. Very rare we do this. There was a case many years ago. There's a big machlokes, a lot of rabbanim in America about it. And there was a psak made, and some rabbanim said it was a terrible psak. Because what you're basically doing is allowing her to remarry, and if the psak is wrong and they have kids, she has kids with a new guy, then they're mamzeri, you know what I mean? So it's a very, you never really want to rely on it, okay? Never want to rely on Kedusha Tos. Yes, Binyamin.
It gets worse, because if the man didn't have say in the Talmud when they first got married, then it's not Kedusha Tos, because you can't say, oh, had I known further down the line. That's like something I was known, that she could have known at the time. She was like years into their marriage, he then goes crazy. Like,
yeah.
And it doesn't matter. They have, like,
yes,
they
yes. Have it's very important. What Binyamin's point out is very important, that the problem had to have existed, you know, the problem had to have existed at the time they got married, and he hid it from her. Because you can't say they've been married for 5 years and then one of them becomes meshuggah as they went out, and therefore you don't need to get. That's ridiculous. It had to have existed at that time. Okay.
But it's not the worst still, because if he's a shaykh, he can't give the get.
Okay. That's true. But it has to be what degree, and you have to go to psychiatrist. It has to be psychiatrist, have to make the determination. Okay. Let's get to the Gemara now. We'll go to the next block of Gemara. Whose block is this? Not Rabba, but who? Rava. Let's go, guys. Okay? We got a little bit off on a tangent, but the mice is important. We're learning besides giving. You have to be aware of all these things. And, you have to be knowledgeable. We're learning Gittin, and that's why we have to know all this dinim. Okay, go ahead. You should require two edim. Why? Akiyum Shtaras Dalma. Just like general, Akiyum Shtaras requires two edim. Yes? Akiyum Shtaras is a rabbinic institution. Go ahead. This exactly mirrors the Gemara Beis Din Beis. Eid Echad Nemen Misurin. Go ahead. Who is the which fellow made the horror of Eid Echad being called Eid Echad Misurin? Remember we made the split between Nemanus and Eidus? Was it you, Gabriel, that it calls it Eid Echad? I think it was you.
Oh, yeah.
You called it Eid Echad. It was a very excellent horror. Why call it Eid Echad? It's not Eidus. It's Nemanus. Call it, I don't know, Neman Misurin. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Amor.
Amor is the
read
on Eid Echad Nemen Misurin.
Excellent. Which is the Chayv Karis? Excellent. Which is kosher? Schumann. Go ahead. The low what? Excellent. About what? Notice there's no vav there either. Yeah, like we don't have vav on the Beis Din Beis. Go ahead. Right. So therefore, what's going on here? Eid Echad shouldn't be good. You should require two. Go ahead. What's the answer? Wow. Kiyum Shtaras, you don't even need Adam either. Why not? Adam that are signed on the star, this is like a magical din. It's like they pop out and they're like they're interrogated in Beis Din. Any Adam that are signed on the star as if they've been interrogated, their testimony in Beis Din. Amazing. What does this mirror on Beis Din? What phrase? What phrase does this mirror in the Lishma? You tell me. Rov Bikina and Stam Sivri Mikmar Miri, right? So the derisive thing here is what? Resh Lakish. This is probably the most famous dinner Resh Lakish in Shas. It appears in Gittin, Gimel, Manaf, and Ksubis, Yuchesim, and Beis. Eidim, Achasumim, Al-Ashtar, Nasik, Amin, Dekra, Nusum, is the most famous din in all the stars. You guys got to know this. Go ahead.
Rabbanan,
the Rabbanan are the one who require what? Who require what? Kiyum. Midiraisa level does not need Kiyum. Get it down in your notes. What did Ritva say? Is Resh Lakish talking about a Shtar Mekuyum or not? What did the Ritva say? Not. It's talking about a regular star that he wrote up and signed without it being verified. And we have a Masorah that Resh Lakish meant a star that's not Mekuyum. Plain and simple. Okay? And Eid Echad cannot be Chozerbo. Because it's already a star. It's like you're interrogated in basement. What you sign in a star is big stuff. It's big, big stuff. And the Ritva says the name of his Rebbe. What is the name? Who's the name of his Rebbe? The Ra'ah. The Ritva says the name of his Rebbe. That we say that what? That Adam, the Aiden that are signed in a star, as if they've been interrogated in Mazdan, it makes the star strong. Alma, strong. And we see any person is very careful not to sign a false John Hancock on the star. You know what John Hancock is? What? Signature. No one falls. No, it's very careful not to make something Sheker in a star. And we're not cautious that a guy makes Sheker in a star. Nafkamina is you don't need Kim B'Raisa, right? So Rashi, what is Rashi's lashon here? Go ahead, Rashi. Go ahead.
Which one?
Nasa. There's only one there, actually. Nasa Kami. What does that mean? People are not mechutzif to be forgers. It's a chutzpah to be a forger. Aiden for sure signed emes, as if they're interrogated. And therefore, we're not chayshish for kiyum. We're not chayshish for forgery. And therefore, there's no need to have kiyum stars. Okay? So the Eid Echad Gam Kodim Kiyum. And Eid Echad can't be Chotzim. So get down Resh Lakish. Resh Lakish is referring to even a regular star has this amazing Koyach, guys. And therefore it's like equivalent to Lishma, Megmar Gmiri, Arobikin, Stami Gmiri. There's no need to have really Fanenechem, Fanenechem. The only reason why we need it is what? The Rabbanan required it. Mishumikuna, we allowed one. Go ahead, finish the block. Go ahead. Finish this block of the Gemara. Rabbanan Uditzur, the Rabbanan required it. Go ahead. Freck the Gemara, the pouncers. The pouncers are back. Go ahead. Oh, I love that drama that Elias is putting into it. Go ahead. He what?
He was dropping legs, right?
Because if you require to, he never would possibly. He never has believed. Go ahead. Now that you only required what? God. It's going to mess you up now. What's Gemara's answer? Originally he's going to check himself. He's not going to come to make himself look bad. Push up shot in the Gemara. So the mirror is really Rabba, but it's a different institution. It's called what? Resh Lakish. Resh Lakish is equivalent to what? Rov Bikina and Stas Sif and Nigmar Gmiri. This brings us to the following usher. Let's get it. Amazing. This brings us to the following. If I would ask you, Oren, is the institution of a star the Arisa or the Rabumel? What would you say, Yisroel? Is the institution of a star, starless? The yeshivas, what are you learning? Starless. Ksubis daf chesimim beis, beginning daf gimel. It's all sugyan shas called starless. Is starless the Arisa or the Rabumel? What would you say after learning Resh Lakish? It has a koch of what? What? I would say D'Raisa. It mirrors Rov Bikina and Stam Sivri Megamira. That's a D'Raisa concept. No? If you open up the Rambam, get it down. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Eidus, Perek Gimel Halacha Daled, Midin Toine, Yefshu Lekabel Eidus Bichsav. Midin Toine, Eidus, Yefshu Lekabel Eidus Bichsav. Shenemar, Al Pishnaim Eidim. Mi piem, velo mi pi, savam. Al pishnayim neidim yakum dover. The mouth, not writing. You don't write down testimony. Where is it in Gittin? Thank you, Oren, for bringing it in. Did you hand it off to someone? You brought it in yourself. Thank you, Oren. What daf in Gittin? I an aleph from an aleph. Look it up, guys. Let's see it inside. Mi piem velo mi pixavam. There it is. Ayin aleph from an aleph. Right in the Rachman Amar. Does everyone have it? Look, look. Ayin aleph from an aleph. You see it? You guys see it? The Rachman, shiny Avis. Look at that. Mayor, underline it. Mi piem velo mi pixavam. That the testimony must come from the mouths of the Aiden. They can't write it down. Mi piyem v'lo mi pik sovom. The Rambam writes, Mi divrei soifrim shekosven avis b'shtar kedesh lo tinol delos b'fnei lovin. The Choshen Mishpah, the Machaber at Simen Chof Chesif Yudbei says the same thing. Meaning, the Rambam writes, black and white, Rambam writes that staros on the Rambam. Why are they the Rambam? Otherwise, you'd never be able to have business. People need money, they need loans. Kidei shalotinol delis bifnei lovin. You should not want close the door in front of borrowers. Shalotinol delis bifnei lovin. Therefore, the Rambam writes, we were misaking shtaros. And therefore, any testimony of Iksav is a breach of Mipiyam, Lomi Piksam, what daf in Gittin? Ayin Aleph from an Aleph. Therefore, Shtaros dropped to becoming Midrabonim. Yes? Because Shtar is basically Avis Piksav. So Rambam says, I'm sorry. It's against the Din. So all Shtaros are the Rabonim. This is the Rambam Shin.
But what does Kadesh Lotino have to do with?
You want to have economics? You want to have business? You better allow documents. We always aren't going to rely on Aiden. They aren't always going to be around. They might die. They might go to Dina Sayan. You can't have business enterprises in Yom without having stars. So Mimele, so Tais is asked, so the Rambam says, the Chachamim Hefker Beis and Hefker allowed stars in Dina moments. Yes? Comes along the Ramban.
Wait, Lavin a little bit?
Like Lavin, borrowers. Lavin, borrowers. They love it. Okay? It's a plural for what borrowers? Comes along the Ramban, and the Ramban in the Shrushim asks, you know what the Ramban in the Shrushim asks? What does the Ramban ask?
What about a get?
What about a get? There's a document in the Torah called the get. A get is B'Raiser. Ask the Ramban, a get is in the Chumash. If a get is in the Chumash, how can you say Shtar said the Rabbana? It's a great kasha of the Rabban. The Rabban is in the Shrushim, Shurish Beis, Oslamid Beis. He also asks from Shtar Kedushin. The Rabban actually asks from the Gemara later on Lamed Vavam and Aleph. The Gemara later on Adath Lamed Vavam and Aleph, Lamaisa. And Gittin seems to say Beferish Lamaisa says Beferish that what? That Staris are D'Raisa. Yes? It says B'nei Tikkun Olam. Take a look at Lamed Vavah. Says D'Raisa he. D'Chsiv V'Kasov V'Sefer V'Chasom. That's a Pasuk in Yirmiyahu. So how does it call it D'Raisa? Even though it's a Pasuk in Divrei Kabbalah. Calls it D'Raisa. A lot of times in Shas sometimes it calls it D'Raisa. Okay? But the Ramban asks from this Gemara that the Gemara calls it the Yeraisa. What daf? Thank you for bringing in the Gemara, Olam. Two Gemaras we see just now. Lamed Vavam and Alf. Please underline it. It says the Yeraisa. Look. The Adim Chosim will get Nitikin Olam about 10 lines in the daf. Nitikin Olam, the Yeraisa. Dixiv, because of the Sefer Chosim. Even though it's quoting the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, but it does say it's the Yeraisa. How can the Rambam write this? How can the Rambam write the Rabbanon? How can the Rambam write the Rabbanon? The Ramban asks from get, number one. Number two, what? Number two, the Gemara Lamed Vav Amudalef says, cause it the Araisa institution of Shtaris. Unbelievable. Two kashas so far. Everyone got this? Number three. Number three, guys. What's number three? Our Gemara, the Shach. The Shach asks the small, the Kesef Mishnah, the Shach, and Simon Chav Chesed Kon Yadal, says, how can the Rambam say that Shtaris Adrabanan, Resh Lakish? What does Resh Lakish tell me? What does Resh Lakish tell me, guys? The Araisa. Three Gemaras the Ramban asks on the Rambam from. What daf? Actually, one Pasuk in Chumash and two Gemaras. Number one, get. Number two, the Gemara and what? Lamed Vav Amudalef calls it the Araisa. Number three, our Gemara Gimel Amudalef Resh Lakish. So we have three kashas on the Rambam. Let me write them down. Number one is get. Okay, these are the three kashas. Number one is get. Number two, Gemara, the daf, Lamed Vav, the Araisa. And number three, daf Gimel, Resh Lakish is dead. Aiden Kasumi, what? Sure, it's the Araisa. Why not?
Why is Resh Lakish the Araisa?
Why not? But we said talking about a Shara's Tamakuyim. Why not? Aiden that are terrified and interrogated based is a Araisa. He's saying a star is exactly like that. Of course it's a D'Araisa. Push up shot, it's a D'Araisa. That's the kasha. Lomaisa. Yes, go ahead.
He said
it gets D'Araisa. Gets a Pasuk and Chumash. Because of all Sefer Krisis. Pasuk and Chumash is D'Araisa, yes? Those are three bomb kashas on the Rambam. You got this? Everyone got it? Oren? How can the Rambam say star said D'Rabbanan? Three kashas. Number one, there's a Pasuk and Chumash about a get. Number two, the Gemara Lamed Vav Amudalef says the Araisa. Number three, our Gemara holds that Resh Lakish is din, and Resh Lakish's din is in the Araisa. You're quitting stars to be interrogated in Basin. Yes, Yisroel, go ahead.
When the Rambam's talking about stars, are they talking about stars in general or just in get?
All stars that exist.
Well, maybe you're saying get is different.
Okay, we have to give an answer. We're going to give an answer. You're right, but let's see. We set up the kashas. Those are the three kashas. Okay, we got this? Let's get it down. Okay? Nate, for your purposes, since Nate is, contributes and writes all the questions, for you, we'll chazar what we just did. The Rambam writes, all stars are rabbinic. I wrote it on the board. Because there's a Gemara getting what daf, guys? I ain't Aleph, I'm an Aleph. Me PM, below me peak Sava. They ain't even have to verbalize their testimony. They can't write it down. So how can a star exist? Isn't a star testimony? Only works through the Rabbanan, Hefker, Bez, and Hefker, so we don't want to close the door in front of who? Borrowers. Yes? The whole institution of lock, stock, and barrel of stars is rabbinic. Three kashas on the Rambam. Number one, there's a document in the Chumash. What document is that? A get. Rabbanan, number one. Number two kashas. The Gemara Lamed Vav Amudalef says, Adim Sinai again because of Tikkun Olam. Gemara says, Tikkun Olam, it's the Araisa. The Gemara says, Lamed Vav Amudalef, get it down and get it. Calls it the Araisa. Even though it quotes a pasuk you wear in your meow. But it does call it the Araisa. Even though a pasuk in Nach is usually Dibri Kabbal, Machlez with Dibri Kabbal is going to be a Teradami or Durabonan, Machlez with Baal Mori Barcelona. But okay. But the Gemara calls it the Araisa. And number three kashas from our very own Gemara, Resh Lakish. Resh Lakish is saying people sign in stars like they've been interrogated. Now, interrogation of evadus of testimony is the Araisa. So if you're going to say stars like that, that's the Araisa. Those are three bomb kashas, guys. Yes? Let's give the answer, but I want to elaborate it on Sunday. That's how we'll begin sure, because we got to go to Chumash. The answer is said by the Nesivus, who was the Gaon HaDor, late 1700s in Lisa, the Gaon Milisa, and Reb Chaim. And I remember Ronsoy gave a whole shir saying the difference between the two, which we'll do on Sunday, believe that or business show. But I want to just give the answer. And Yisrael kept sending me, Rebbe, gets different. Why though, Yisrael? Can't just say it's different. You got to tell me why. We're Beis Medrash now. We're no longer in the high school or in Eretz Yisrael. We're past. We're post Eretz Yisrael even. So we got to say a svul. And I know what you were driving at. You know what you were driving at? The following shiurim. There are two types of stars in the world of Allah. Let's get it. There's something called a star kinyan, and there's something called a star raya. You must know this. Both in the series are kind of give us the answer, but they have different svaras, which we'll do on Sunday, as we should. What is an example of a star kinyan? A get. She acquires herself. You're makadosh a woman with a star. You acquire the woman. A star shifur. You free your Rebbe Penny. He acquires himself. A star kinyan is the Arisa. Wow. That's what you were looking for, Yisrael. You were driving mad. What's a star? Ryan Tyson says, like a star in a loan. I lend $100,000 to Binyamin. I want a star to verify it. What is that? A proof that there was a transaction I lent them the money. That's what the Rama meant is the Rabbanan. Wow. That is what is the Rabbanan. That is the Rabbanan. That's Edus Biksav, correct. Basically, Nate, exactly what you said. But Edus Biksav is not acceptable to your rights. I mean, Rabbanan it is. Well said. You're right. It's proof on writing that there was a transaction loan. But that's only the Rabbanan. A star kinyan is the arise.
And what's that proof of? Kinyan?
Kinyan does the transaction. The giving over of the star does the transaction.
And
the get releases the woman.
The transaction? What is
the other star is just proof that there was a loan. That's rabbinic. Okay. Let's go to Chumash. We'll elaborate on that Sunday. We can share with that. We got a lot to do this show. Okay? Want to go to Chumash?